Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey on the line from Block Club Chicago at 721 with Extremely Local News. And Seamus, I always hate hearing about neighborhoods losing trees. What's going on in Andersonville?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Yes, this is it's an interesting story. It's playing out in the north side Andersonville community, but it's really something that could have implications all around the city of Chicago. What they're trying to do is they're doing some water main work as well as some sewer pipe work, you know, the sewers that go from the street into your home. A lot of these sewer pipes were put there long before the trees were planted. And when it's time to replace them, unfortunately, you've got to cut down the mature trees above them. But what neighbors have been fighting for is a way to use this relatively new technology where you can go down into the pipes, you can line them with a sort of a plastic resin, and you can actually create a new pipe within the pipe, and you don't have to just cut down the tree. They've been testing this out over the past 2 years in Andersonville and in Westtown, and unfortunately, we found out this week, they told the alderman that 33% of the pipes that they actually had repaired with this had some leaks, and they failed, so they're going to stop using that particular type of technology in this spot. They're going to replace those pipes, which means they cut down 11 trees this week. But like I said, it's 11 trees in Andersonville, but obviously there's sewer pipes going into every home in the city. So the city says they're not quite done with this, you know, this type of, it's called cured-in-place pipe. There's another way of doing it where you cut a You pull a liner through both sides of it. They haven't tried that yet. They need a little bit more room, but for this spot and potentially for others, they're giving up on this one version of it. So a lot of trees went down. It was a sad day. We were out there taking pictures, and it just, you know, there's a lot of carnage on that block and a lot of sad neighbors because they've been fighting for these trees that they loved. But new ones will be planted there, but as we know, it's that's for the next generations to enjoy the grandeur.
I'm looking at the picture on your site, blockclubchicago.org, the 1400 block of West Summerdale on Wednesday with those mature trees on the curb there, and it's really sad to see that. Let's get something more positive on here to talk about the vacant West Side lot that's going to be home for a youth center.
Right. This is an old paint factory used to stand on this site. It's at 1841 North Laramie in the Austin neighborhood. It's been long gone for a while. It's been vacant. And just on Wednesday, a bunch of local groups broke ground on what's going to be a $31 million campus. It's going to have gyms. It's going to have courts. It's going to have a huge indoor soccer field that the Chicago Fire's Charitable Foundation is building for the neighborhood, and lots of outdoor fields as well. So it's you know, some of these new centers are popping up, and they're quite striking because a lot of them have outdoor artificial turf that's you know, that can be used for so many different sports with a lot less maintenance, expensive to go in, but a lot easier to maintain. They broke ground on it. It's going to take a little bit of time to build, but there's a couple different elements in there, including the Jason Hayward Academy. It's going to, you know, help kids learn baseball in the neighborhood. One of the few Cubs that you know, who you recognize, is still on it. Jason Hayward's on board on this project, as well as, like I said, the Chicago Fire, their charitable foundation, will move into this building as well. So it's good news for the Austin neighborhood. There had been some early talk of making a solar farm there, which was, you know, interesting on one level, but the neighbor said, you know, to be honest, would we rather have a, you know, a giant athletic field or a solar farm? And they pretty unanimously said, we'll take the athletic fields. Thank you.
And finally, we have an animal story this morning, and we've heard a lot during the pandemic about dog and cat adoptions, but this story is about rabbits. They're being abandoned, aren't they?
Right. Yeah, I know you and I have talked about cats and dogs and even chickens a while back. People were, you know, getting chickens during the pandemic. They had grand plans of fresh eggs and pets, and then they had to go back to work or they realized they can't handle it. Same thing going on pet bunnies, which are apparently the third most popular pet behind cats and dogs. Who knew? But I guess not llamas. same thing. A lot of these are just being abandoned. There's one particular beach on the north side. They call it Bunny Beach because for whatever reason, neighbors up there have been just leaving some. They've rescued this place called Red Door Rescue has had to rescue them. They said they've gotten more cases already this year than they have in past years for the whole year, and we're obviously only a partway through it. So they're begging people to reach out, to don't just abandon these bunnies. It's not like they're not like the ones in your yard that they're pretty good at escaping everything but hawks. These ones are pretty vulnerable to predators out there, and they get sick a lot easier. So another interesting pandemic thing that you wouldn't think of, but add rabbits to the list of things that people tried and failed to raise, at least to some degree around the area.
Duly noted. Seamus, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Okay, Bob. Thanks. You too.